June 30th, Houston.
Pancha kalpataru bhasya kripasin bhuvaja parinamaneya vaishnaveyo namo mahatanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurasena गौरचंद्राय पराजिताय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वकर्ताय नमो जं प्राप्यजन्तं के समके सकृत्यं देवायनो नः कात्यायनः पुत्रेति तन्मे तया सर्वोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न किमां कदापि न तं नयमामचरणम्
मै मिलियन्स् आफ् टेन्सर् पठामि लोट् आफ् फीट् आफ् मै पन्नाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु वाशीष में भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सदस्य एंड मिलियंस ऑफ टेंस ऑफ प्रणाम एंड द लोटस ऑफ फीट ऑफ माइ शिक्षा गुरु श्री ओम विष्णु वाशीष में भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी strong belief to follow all these things. What Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshita. We will follow why this idea needs to be here. When I read Srimad Bhagavatam, so many thoughts come new to me. I want to explain each and every shlok and all the words that Sukadeva Swami has uttered or Vyasadeva. But in 4 days, 5 days, we cannot do it. But I want that is real. Then, Gyan and Pravyat is just bhakti will come. So we why one, but we have no time. But I think that in India, where I will be, oh, I will explain all this. All should know. We read it to certain days, a very far. Now, once when Kalyug was about to come, perhaps when Krishna disappeared from this one, from every day, Kalyug winter. But Parikshit Maharaj was very, very strong. He can conquer Kalyug. If he wanted, he would have killed her, killed him. But he saw something, very strange, wonderful thing, that in Kalyug, if a man will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram or Krishna, anything, any auspicious name of Krishna, very soon they will be liberated.
in Satyug, by Kathoka Tapasya, in Treta, by
higher
sacrifice, or so many, and other things. And in Swapar, Puja Archan, everything will be worshipped by name Sankirtan Bhati. So he thought, I should not give. But he gave some places. Dhyutam, Panam, Istriyam, Sunam, Jatra, Dharmam, Chaturvidha. He gave for Dhyutam, can be. And Panam, and Dhyutam Panam, Istriyam, Avaiti Istri Sangha. Avaiti Istri Sangha means? And Pasudinsa, killing of animals and others. There Kali lives, but he also wanted something more. He also gave me any more place. Then he thought anything and told, you can be in gold. Gold means money, wealth. Wealth that will be money, gold, where is this person? There will do four, but I have told you. Automatically they will come. And he will be very ahankari, proud. And he will be like Kans, Jarasandha and Paris. We can easily be careful from force. Dhyutam, Panam, Istriyam, Sunam. But wealth, oh, very dangerous. Sometimes we collect money to build mandir, temple and so many things. But for Kanishtha Adhikari, it breaks all the anas, or grief state comes. Then Brahmacharya Sannyasi used to call the Jaisa. They cannot be careful. They cannot be said. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, they were preaching lot of money, wealthy person falling in and getting plenty of money. And when they passed away, occupying position, I will be the head of this place. I will be the acharya. And I will deal with so much money. Be careful. I was coming and at once useful. Spend it in what purpose? In any Krishna consciousness for the service of Vishnu and Vishnu. Otherwise you cannot be saved. Nowadays I see these all things are coming in Vaishnava society also here. So you must be very careful. Our Guru Maharaj is to tell, to make money very easy. But when you will collect, then what will be to use, proper use is very difficult. Very difficult. So, Kaltu has come. And Sanat and all the rishi, example, in Namisharanya, who are Sama, a disciple of Vyasa, very highly and cultured. He was somewhat any of the way, master of the way. It has been written. Very high class, realized person. And there, in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, where he was going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasa, his father, Parashar, Gautam, Vishwamitra, Vasishtha, Uyvasis, or Manasan of Brahma, Marichi, Astri, all the sons, and also now Yogendra, Agastha, Kapihabhya, and there Śrīla Gosvāmī was sitting on the and he is reciting Śrīla Bhāgavatam. So they asked to Śrīla Gosvāmī, here is Lomharsan Sutra. वो पहले वाला का नाम उच्चर श्रोत ये उग्र समाज उग्र समाज डिसाइपल ऑफ शिल व्यास दे आर टेन दे आर नॉट लेस देन हिमसेल्फ सुत बट इज स्टिल was like a baby or swat like Shukadeva Goswami. So he was a disciple. Also he was a disciple. Direct disciple of Shukadeva Goswami. So he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from him and from others also. Shiksha Guru. And we heard some from my our Gurudev. Also Siksha Guru, his God brother. So many. So he hears. Only him. So they ask this question. Now Prayana Payasa in Kali Yuga, the age of human persons, very short. If imagine, we can imagine. 100 years. Those who have conquered their senses, right? And those who are not, jitendriya, or very less. Prayena alpa ayusa, sabya pravasmi yuge, yuge, jana, mandas manda mata yoga, manda bhaktya. Oh, very small, intelligence, very late. They will be like animals. Sumanta matari. And intelligence, like animals, nothing. Manda bhagya. Unfortunate. How? They will do something for happiness and they will say what? So many suffering. So many problems and problems. This upasutta. And so many diseases, so many enemies, so many things will come that they will make upset your mind. Oh, you are sadhu. Sadhu means you are Pali of Sata. Krishna himself is Sata. Keeping Krishna in your heart. Always. You know the essence of Veda, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, and everything. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is essence of all the Puranas and Vaidya Upanishad, Nigam Agam. So, we are here. That you should tell us how our soul will be held. How my body, myself will be held, that is the question. Question is what? How our soul will be, the atma, atma, will proceed that he will be held. Bruhi nasadgana, we are all respectful and thankful. Oh. So, then Atma was unperceived. This would tell us. And then he began to tell us. Vivekananda had to help him. Why this question was like Prerna Dene Vala, Hridayam. Krishna ki vidam ka smaran ki prerna dene vala.
Inspiration in his heart to be a mother to the first time.
But oh, impression in his heart. All pastimes of Krishna came at once in his heart. And he became overwhelmed. And then he began. Oh, he did what? Such. Oh, he did pranam to his Guruji. Yam prapajantam rupai kamapai kadrityam dvaipayano virahakātara ājuhāva. Putreti tanmayataya sarvo kinetu. Tam sarva dhūta idayam. Oh, jan. Praprajanta manuti tamapi sakrityam. He was 16 years in his, the womb of his mother. That they began very worried. Oh, who are you? I don't know. But you should come out. Why you are giving suffering to your mother? Come at once. He told that I cannot come. When totally Maya will be gone from this world, then I will come. Oh, I'm going. I'm driving Maya. And you should come out. I have no faith on you. To whom you have faith? I have faith in Krishna. So Krishna will come and tell them. At once, that day, oh, meditated and Krishna came and told, oh, I am Krishna. You should come out from the womb of your mother. And what began? At once, in a second, he came out from the womb of mother. And praprajanta. And he took like sannyas, permanent faith. And began to run away from Bhav. And then he was persuading him, oh my son, putra, putra. Why? He knew that he will be Brahmagyan, detached from whole world. He will only be qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So if he will go, what to do? Then where to preach and who will preach Srimad Bhagavatam? So, he was following and what going? Putra, putra. But he was not answering and instead of him, or trees began to echo. What putra? Kaun kiska putra hai? Kaun kiska beta hai? Who is putra? Who is son? Who is father? Who is whose father and whose son? And that's it. But he was persuaded. Oh, he was going, he saw that in a very big pond, oh, so many naked girls were playing together. And then Shukadeva Goswami went, but they were playing as they were naked in the pond. After that, when he passed away, then Vyasadeva. But long there, quite everywhere. He went there and they became shrimp and they came out of the pond. They took their clothes and began to do pranam. Then back to the court. Oh, you are my daughters, daughters, daughters. I am your grandfather, grandfather of grandfather. And my son, at the age of 16, quite naked, very beautiful. And he passed away and you have no shame at all. But now I am coming. And you become son. Why? Oh. Your son is like a dry wood. He never saw here and there. Never. He went straight. So he was like a dry wood. But you are asking us, you have feeling that we are girls, you are. That is why. So Sukadeva Goswami, high class of renown. But Dasdev persuaded him. And he wanted to bring him anyhow by any trade he brought. This is. Oh, past Katha is very long. So I'm telling you. Then he brought him and sent him Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, you know Sukadeva Goswami. Nirguna Pratishthitam. Nirguna Brahma. Nirguna Brahma Pratishthit. He when he stays any place, 5 to 3, 6 minutes, as if any cow is made. Only, not more than that. But Sanakar telling, oh, this Sukadeva Goswami, how he was in a place and learned everything, though he was Atmaram. Why? He cannot stay in a place, but how he stayed? To learn all this? Oh, Atma Ramasya Munayo Nirgantha Guru Krame Kurvanta Hetukim Bhaktim Itham Bhut Guno Bari. Oh, the sweet pastimes of Krishna are so attractive, so sweet, so powerful that even Atma Ram, Atma Kam Rishi, oh, want to hear and to recite. What to tell for me? And then learned everything. So he is doing pranam to that guru who is everywhere, like Krishna. And very kindly, merciful. What he has done, jasvabhakshwan bhavam, akhilasutisar meka, adhyatma deepam, patitya telsatankam anundam, sansarna karuna aha puran guhyantam vyasutunam guru. Oh, there is a pool, bridge, where there is water. We cannot cross. So bridge is there. The army of Ram could not cross ocean. So a bridge was made by monkeys. Nil. And they go. So, world is what? Bhavsagar. Oh, big, endless ocean. Bhava means to take birth and to die and to live. We are in this. But, that day, what he made, Sukadeva Goswami, or recited. And he was the first speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam and prachar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, he has made a breach. He was very merciful. And he has recited his Parikshit Maharaj. And by Parikshit Maharaj, he can close. So, I am going to learn to him. Sudarshan. And he goes to
कलिकुकुर कदल यदि चाहे कलिकुकुर कवि कुकुर कदल यदि चाहे कलयुग पावन कर कलयुग पावन कर
Now, hearing the question, Sukha Goswami remembered all the three pastimes of and he became very proud. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev Goswami. So, everywhere, we should do pranam to Gurudev. If you are going to any place, from one place to another, you are doing action, you are doing anything, any tapasya or any archan, bandhan, or anything, begin from Gurudev. This is our work. Because Guru Nishtha is the backbone of her. So begin, he began from there. Savai punsam paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokkhaje ahetu kabyavitaja atma samprishi. In one sloka he told, how atma will be happy. Jayatma. There are so many kinds of religion in this world. Muslim dharma, Hindu dharma, Bauddha dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma, so many, thousands and thousands. But they are not nitya dharma. They are not bhagavat dharma. If anything, good thing, okay, we can take. Like states of Sanatana. But friends, there are somewhat confliction. This should be. They are not paramdharma. Paramdharma is one without second. Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is one without second. Advaita Jnana Patta Krishna. So religion must be one. Not so many things. But now, or from beginning, we see so many rishis. Oh, their birth, so many. Dharma satattam mihitam bhupaya. Bhang bhava bhava jena gata satattam. So, in faith, Brahma, Narada, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his followers. Oh, this is the yoga. You see, Atma Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, Paramdharma Dharma. So, what is Paramdharma? Nishchit Rupena. Sure. Paramdharma. Jato Bhakti Rathokkhaji. Rathokkhaji Krishna. He cannot be realized by senses, human senses. Avam Manso Gochara. So, bhakti should be done. How? Ahetukya. There should be no reason. Nobody gain or anything. And apatihata. Without any? Like Madhubani Sri. Saidharavat avichinnagati. And by forming that dharma, you can be happy. Srila Rupa Goswami, knowing the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a paribhashik definition of bhakti. And which is anna vilasita sundar. Gyantam adhyanapritam anukullena krishnam shiganam. We try to follow these things. There should be no loop and no. Aranya Maharaj is playing. You should come here.
Sri Gurudev wanted me to explain briefly the definition of bhakti, which has been manifested
with the example
by Srila Rupa Goswami, under the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anya vilashita shunyam jnanakamatyanagaritam anukulyena krishna anukshilanam bhakti uttama. In brief, it can be said that the continuous, unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind and words and of internal feelings which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which is not covered by karma, reward seeking activity, jnana, the cultivation of knowledge for liberation, yoga, austerity, etc., and which is completely devoid of even the slightest smell of any other desire of those endeavors, those feelings, they are called Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotion. So, especially our Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, he has explained deeply the meaning of each.
I can ask anyone.
Word of this verse.
Anyone, and I will make a stand them if they can reply. So you should all hear carefully. To anyone I can ask, ladies or.
Here, the Swarup Lakshan, or the intrinsic characteristic of pure bhakti, has been described in the second line. Anukulyena krishna anushinam bhakti uttama. And the extrinsic characteristic, or that which is not bhakti, has been described in the first line. Anyabhilas pashunyam jnanakamatyanagaritam. So first we'll come to what bhakti actually is. Bhakti is anushilanam. Shil dhatu means cultivation. And this verbal root has two aspects. That is called Cheshtarup and Bhavarup. In other words, Shil Dhatu indicates an activity and also a concomitant emotion. So bhakti is an activity and an emotion. First we'll look at Cheshtarup, the activity. This activity has been divided into two parts, Sadhan Rup and Karya Rup. The Sadhan Rup means the practice. What type of practice? This practice is divided into two parts, Pravritti Atmaka Chastarup and Nivritti Atmaka Chastarup. First of all, Pravritti Atmaka Chastarup means to accept enthusiastically all the activities such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Acharam Vandanam, Dasam Sakhan, Atman Vedanam, Guru Pad Ashraya, Diksha, Guru Rasevan, Saddhama Pritcha Siksha, Sadhu Maganugaman. All the angas of bhakti to accept them. How? Utsaha nisyak dariyak tatat karma pravatanat. With enthusiasm, patience and confidence. This positive acceptance of the path of devotion is called pravrityatma cheshtarup. Yet it's not enough. Something else should be there. Nivrityatma cheshtarup. Also one should make an endeavor to avoid all of those things that are unfavorable for bhakti. Atyahara pyasa cha prajapumaniya magraha. Overeating, over-endeavoring, associating with worldly-minded persons, etc. Also means one should make a very careful, deliberate endeavor to avoid 10 types of nam aparad, beginning with satam ninda, criticizing Vaishnavas, guru abhagya, disrespecting Sri Guru, etc. 10 types of nam aparad. Also, the dham aparad, jiva aparad, offenses to all living entities, even to an ant. All of these things and anartas, cultivating and holding on to mature desires and identification with I and mine. Or to neglect these things, to at once give them up. This it constitutes nivrityatmaka cheshta rupa. So when both are there, this is the aspect of sadhana. The karya rupa aspect of cheshta rupa refers to those who by sadhana they have attained bhav. In the stage of bhav, all activities such as hearing, chanting, remembering are undertaken as the anubhavs or the reactions to internal feeling. In other words, when the rati, spiritual emotion, manifests in the heart automatically, then this spiritual emotion causes one to sing, dance, chant and remember, etc. This is chastarup. On the other side, bhavrup. Bhavrup means rati itself, the sthayibhav, one of five permanent foundational emotions, and also sansari bhavrup, the transitory assisting emotions. So in brief, all of these ideas are only included in the word Shilanam. Anuko Yena Krishna no Shilam. We're only discussing this word Shil. So far. So all this together, taken together, is bhakti. But this shield is cultivation of activities of the body, mind and words and of emotions should be what? Anu Shilanam. The syllable Anu indicates Anugatimai. That bhakti is undertaken how? Not independently or whimsically, but under the very careful guidance of Sadguru, pure Vaishnavas, Sri Krishna. The word Anu also indicates Nirantarjamayi. There should not be a break. Bhakti should flow like honey pouring from a jar. It doesn't splash here and there, it stays in one big stream all the way down to the ground. So all thoughts, feelings, activities without any break. It should flow like this. For example, Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was doing his sadhan bhajan. But what happened? He became attached to a deer. This was a break. So, at that time, he came out from the definition, Anushilanam. It was not Uttam Bhakti anymore. So, these are examples. Anukulyena. Now, Anukulyena. One may say, Anushilanam is there, but it should be Anukulyena. What is that? Anukulyena means Pratikul Bhav Rohit. That the activities should be devoid of any antagonistic mood towards Krishna. That's Anukulyena. Pratikul Bhav Rohit. Why? Because we see that persons like Chanura and Mustika, the wrestlers, they also were bringing happiness to Krishna. By wrestling with Krishna, by striking Krishna, Krishna felt great happiness because he was enjoying the fight. But is this activity bhakti? No, it's not bhakti. Because it's not anupulyena, pratikul bhav rohit. It is not devoid of an antagonistic mood. They wanted to kill Krishna. On the other hand, we see that sometimes Mother Yashoda, she does things to Krishna which don't make him happy. Sometimes she twists his ear and gives him a slap. Sometimes she can tie him up with a rope and then he's crying. Sometimes she takes a stick and Krishna runs away in fear, with tears in his eyes. So, can we say that this is not bhakti because it doesn't give happiness to Krishna? No, must be bhakti. Why? Because her endeavors, they are in relation to Krishna. And they are for his benefit. It is pratikul bhav rohit. She never thinks that she'll give any harm to Krishna. But whatever she does, even if Krishna will not appreciate it until he grows up later and then realizes it was all for his benefit. Yet still we see that her heart has no antagonistic mood. It's only for Krishna's happiness. So such activities, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, they can be called uttam bhakti. If they have all these qualities, yet the tatastha lakshan should also be present. Otherwise it will not be uttama bhakti. What are the tatastha lakshan? The marginal characteristics or extrinsic characteristics of bhakti. First of all, anyabhilashita shunyam. Should be anyabhilas. Anya means other. And abhilas means desires. Anyabhilas shunyam. Completely devoid, not even the slightest trace or smell of any other desire. Here Rupa Goswami felt that it was not complete to say anyabhilas shunyam. He said, anyabhilashita shunyam. Here, he's given a suffix on the word anyabhilas. This suffix indicates that one should be devoid of other desires when one is in his, under normal circumstances. This has been given because those sadhaks who still have some connection with the physical body, they are at the time of great danger, at the time of great calamity, they are bound to call out, oh, Krishna, save me. Now to call out, to ask Krishna to save one, this is not within the definition of Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Yet it's being included here because the example is given of Draupadi. Draupadi was being disrobed by Dushasan, and at that time she called, hey Govinda Rakoshana Apto Jivanahari, oh Krishna, I take shelter of you, please save my life. And Krishna came in the form of his Vastra avatar, sorry incarnation, and in this way protected the dignity of Draupadi. So this example has been given because if a devotee, the sadhak, who still has some connection with the physical body, he is not in his ordinary circumstances. In ordinary circumstances, he would never, ever, ever ask Krishna for anything. But at a time of great calamity, he may call out, "Oh God, save me," for a moment. Yet he will not be excluded from the definition. Because generally, he would never ask for these things. So the suffix has been given, Anyabilas Shita Shunyam. Then, Jnana Kamate Navritam. Jnana, knowledge, is of the three types. Tatpadatta Jnana, Tvampadatta Jnana, and Brahmajiva Aikya Jnana. So first, Tatpadatta Jnana refers to knowledge of Bhagavan. Krishna is still Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sarva Shaktiman. He has all potencies. He is full of compassion. He is Satchidananda Vigraha. He is the ocean of mercy. He is also the ocean of rasa. This is all knowledge of Tat, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is one type of Jnana. Another type of Jnana, that is called Tam Padartha Jnana. To know, who am I? I'm not this physical body. I am Atma, the soul. This soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, by constitution, I am His eternal servant. These are the types of knowledge included in Tam Padartha Jnana, knowledge of oneself. The third type of Jnana is called Brahma Jiva Aikya Jnana, knowledge that Brahma, that is the Nirvishesh, Nirgun, Nishakti, the impersonal light of Brahman, is one with, non-different from, the Atma. So this type of Jnana, it completely covers bhakti. If there's any smell of the idea that the Atma and Bhagavan are the same, that all Atmas are the same, that we are all God, I am you and you are me and we are all together, this knowledge completely destroys bhakti. So here, Jnana Kamate Navritam, bhakti should not be Jnana Avritam, covered by knowledge, which is completely destroys bhakti. But some knowledge can be there. What type of knowledge? Tatpadatta Jnana and Tvampadatta Jnana. Knowledge of who is Bhagavan and who am I. So in the beginning, this is helpful. But gradually as one advances, this should also Jnane Prayasamudapasyana Manta Eva Jivanti Sanmakaritana Bhavadiyama. This knowledge should also be left behind. So, Jnana, Karma, Adi, Anavritam. Here the word karma means that one can perform karma, but not those karmas which cover bhakti. What is the example? We see that in Vedic society, if your parents pass away, you will have to offer oblations, pinda. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Jagannath Mishra passed away, he went to Gaya and offered oblations there for his father. So these activities, should such karmas or pious ritualistic religious activities, should they be performed or not? So Rupa Goswami Pad said, oh, if they will not cover bhakti, so what makes a karma cover bhakti or not cover bhakti? It depends on your shraddha, on your faith. If you have a faith that by doing this karma, then my bhakti will increase. Or by neglecting this karma, my bhakti will be disturbed. Then this karma will cover bhakti. But if one will have the faith, oh, whether I do it or whether I don't do it, it won't make any difference whatsoever to my bhakti, because bhakti is independent of karma and jnana. Bhakti is always transcendental. Then, if one will engage in some karma without any faith in that activity, then it will not cover bhakti. And therefore we see that Vaishnavas, they do, oh, birth ceremony, hair cutting ceremony, first grain ceremony, and wedding ceremony, and pinda, offering oblations to poor fathers, all of these things. But why do they do it? Because it's a very good excuse to invite all the relatives and all the villagers and everyone to get together and have a big kirtan and hear Harikatha, have sadhu sangha, and honor Mahaprasadam. So like a trick to set an example for society and to bring everyone into the fold of pure bhakti, may be accepted. So it's called Jnana Kamadhi Anavritam. The word Adi means etc. It refers to yoga. If one will practice the yoga system and one will have faith in the yoga sutras, then big false ego will come. I am the doer. One will not have dependence on God and on the mercy of Sri Guru. They are ahoy to keep kripa. because one has faith in his own activities. So here Adi refers to yoga, also refers to dry renunciation, Shushka Vairagya, artificially giving up the things of this world while internally still meditating on them. So all of these things are very dangerous, and they should, Jnana Kamadi, they can be accepted to a certain degree, but not in such a way that they will cover bhakti. So when all of these components of the definition given by Rupa Goswami are present, it can be called Uttama Bhakti or Transcendental Devotion.
Very good. Thank you. This bhakti begins from Shraddha. Begin. Dhruv has bhakti, but not Uttama Bhakti. Karma Mishra Bhakti. Arok Siddha Bhakti. So Dhruv is not Uttam Bhavata Shuddha Vaishnava. It may be after that he had received the association of Narada, then he may be Narada. Also, Prahlad Narayan, Jnani Bhakta, some touch with Jnana. Afterwards, he was not Nirvishesh Jnani, but who was his worshipable deity? Krishna, really. But Nisimde came only to protect himself. Because in Pralakshetra we see, oh Krishna, his name Parato Satova and all, so many things. Krishna, Vaikunthiya Krishna. Vaikunthiya Krishna. But some jnana touching. His Prabhu has no appetite, no drinking thing, no thirst. Oh, he never used to talk, no message, like Hanuman messaging Ram. He used to bring so many fruits and flowers here, there. But how this Pradhan Narayan will serve? Never he can serve. Like a father he can sing. He can sing the glories. Hanuman, Ambarish Maharaj, more better. Or two deities. No. He used to live especially in Vrindavan. He used to go to Radhakund, Shyamkund, Nathama, Varshana, Pralatnakam, never. After that, Hanuman, Premi Bhakta, but lacking something. He cannot embrace, he cannot give his remnants to Ram. Bharat to Lakshman to Sita Devi too. But like Das. No? So, something lacking in Krishna when he became Ram. Marjada Purushottam. Ram can give up Sita. Even if he will take his shelter like his wife, or he will give up you. Why? For Marjada. Marjada is nothing. Krishna, oh, for he kicked Marjada. I don't want to be tightened in Marjada, so that my heart, beloved Sita Devi, should be sent to for I cannot tolerate. So Krishna, never. Shaka, oh, yeah. Riding over Krishna, oh, my ghoda, my boss, oh, go on. Arjun made him Sarthi. So, more like Nanda Yashoda. They control Krishna. Krishna began to fear, oh, mother will bind me and will punish me. More than that, gopis. And more than gopis, even by some drug. And in what? Rude, Adirud, Mohan, and then Madan Pau. Even not in Krishna, again not in Lalita. So this bhakti, Uttama bhakti, from Shraddha to Madanat Bhava of Radhika is there. If you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, very easily you can understand all these things. And then he told telling Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Guru. Janyatasu Bhajan Jnanam Jagatma. If he will do this bhakti, especially Ahetukra Bhakti, Vasudevi, he has taken the name, he has not told that Bhagavan. Oh, who is that Bhagavan? Vasudevi. And especially he told, Ete Jams Kalapunsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan used only in Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radha Raman. Not for. Even Dwarkadhisha Mathuris Krishna. So this is the speciality of Bhagavad world. So if this bhakti, especially, it can be used in Ram, Krishna, Kalki, Ram, or, but especially if anyone took this bhakti, to Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, very soon, Gyan and Vairagya will come. They will not cover bhakti. That is transcendental Gyan and Vairagya. All tattva Gyan will come. And detachment from worldly toxications, must. If not coming, then what thing? There is something like it. So we should be very careful. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. There are four purushas told in Mahabharata, Puran and others. But here he tells, dharma is needed. Dharma is needed. But the object of dharma should be what? No. Dharma sunishita punsa. Vishlakshay gatasuja. Now padati jadiradin shamayam. If anyone is chanting, doing archan, doing book distribution, preaching so much, but he has no taste in Hari Katha, so he sing past hands of Krishna, then all are useless. After some time they can give up chanting name, they can give up archan, pandan and all. So, we should try to have a taste in hearing Hari Katha. And then, our dharma should be for what? Apavarga. Your apavarga means not mukti. Krishna bhakti. And artha should not be for what? Sense gratification. It should be by this for the service of Krishna and Vishnu and Vaishnava. Kam, Krishna, Paramatmane, Krishna, for Krishna. How to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna? So, not for intoxications or
sense
sense gratification. And what is that tattva? He is telling. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jagyanamayadvayam krishnameti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdate. We have explained this shloka. If we will explain this shloka a whole day, even in one shloka only, how we can explain whole Bhagavata? But anyhow, you should know tattva means. Those who know tattva, they tell that param adhokshad vastu, Vasudeva, or Swami Bhagavan Krishna, is paramatattva, advaitattva. There is nothing, anyone has no independent existence. Oh, we are so many jiva. In this world there are so many creeper, trees, animals, species of life. Also, Ram, Krishna, Balaram, Bautha, and so many avatar. But no any one of them, they have no independent existence. So Advaita Gyan Tattvate Krishna. And he is told Brahmaeti, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is the most prominent among. And that Bhagavan is who? Krishna controlled by Radhika. That Krishna. Love and affection. He is Akhila Samit Sindhu. So, in his past and species, all these things will further tell us. Sattva Bhana Muniyo Gyan Vairagya Yuktaya Pashyanti Atmani Chatmanam Sutta. If anyone will hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will realize his Atma and also Super Soul Krishna. But how? Sutta Kriya. He will have to hear from Guru and qualify Guru. He should first hear and then he should realize. And hear Hari Katha and then hear Hari Katha. Siddhvatam Swakatha. Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Pityantasto Japa Dhyana Vidun. Oh, you.
ज्ञानस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Now Srila Gurudev has come to the sequence of shlokas in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this sequence of shlokas is describing how a person should hear this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam and what will be the effect of this on that person and on his heart. So this shloka is telling Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. So this transcendental message, Krishna Katha, this is the divine sound incarnation of Krishna. It is none different than Krishna. And also within everyone's heart, Sri Krishna is situated as Paramatma, the Antaryami, the indwelling witness of all of our activities. So, Hridyantaksto, as situated there, when he sees that someone is making the attempt to hear his transcendental message from the lips of the realized souls. Svakata, his own descriptions given in Srimad Bhagavatam about his transcendental pastimes. Then, Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti. Then at that time, Krishna becomes the well-wishing friend of the devotee who is hearing this message. Suhrit Satam. He becomes the Suhrit, someone who desires the well-being, the benefit of that person. And then, within his heart, he begins the process of cleansing that person's heart, vidhunoti. So all of the abhadras, that means inauspicious things within the heart, which hamper our transcendental progress toward the lotus feet of Krishna, these abhadras or anartas, unwanted things within the heart, they gradually become cleansed from the heart by this process of hearing. And then, tada rajas tamo bhava, nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Now, nasta prayeshu abhadreshu. At that point, when the devotee has heard sufficiently and his heart has become almost cleansed, not fully. Prayeshu means almost cleansed. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu. These abhadras have been partially removed to a certain extent. Then, by the process of nityam bhagavata sevaya, that means constantly engaging in the service of Bhagavat. Bhagavat is actually two different types of Bhagavats. One Bhagavat is this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of Krishna. And the other Bhagavat is the transcendental person Bhagavat, the Bhakta Bhagavat. So these two entities are constantly being served by such a devotee. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By the process of serving the Bhagavat, then Naishtiki Bhakti, that means completely firmly fixed in the process of bhajan to the lotus feet of Krishna, this comes within that person's heart. And now he reaches the stage of Nishtita Bhakti. Then, at that time, tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayashchai. Then the three modes of nature within this world, especially rajas and tamas, the modes of passion, modes of ignorance, which cause lust, anger, greed, illusion, they become cleansed from the heart. All these effects he becomes freed from them. Kama lobha dayashchai. Cheta etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. Then that person, he comes to the point of being situated aloof from the effect of these modes of nature. Anavidham, he's no longer affected by lust, anger, greed, illusion. And stitam sattve prasidati. He becomes situated in the transcendental plane and in sattva, in mode of goodness, where now he can begin to understand this transcendental message. What is the next one? Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Evam prasanna manaso. Now, through this process of bhakti yoga, his mind, his consciousness becomes prasanna, becomes very satisfied, and he begins to understand Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. He begins to have realization, transcendental, pure perception of the Supreme Lord, Anubhuti, real realization. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, then Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Now he becomes actually liberated from all effects of the material nature. Hridyate hridaya grantis chintyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. So now, the hridaya granti, there is this knot granti within the heart that is binding the conditioned soul to this material body and mind in this material world. So vidyate hritaya grantis, now this becomes pierced. And chityante sarva samshaya, all of his doubts become removed. He fully understands the truth of Krishna, Bhagavad Tattva. Vidyate hridaya grantis chityante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karvani. Now at this point, all of the effects of his previous past karmas, they are now destroyed. And drishta evatmanishvare, now he has direct darshan of the Supreme Lord within his heart. He begins to realize his own spiritual identity and his relationship with the Supreme Lord. So this powerful message of the Srimad Bhagavatam causes this effect on the hearts of the conditioned soul. And the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is the very process by which this transcendental Param Dharma, this pure bhakti to the lotus feet of Krishna can be attained. So the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is announcing that anyone who hears this transcendental message, these effects will come to him.
Now, in the end of Dwapar Yuga, by Parashar, in the womb of Satyavati, a kala of Krishna, like Narayan, Vyasdeva came out. And he knew everything. He divided Vedas in four sections. Anyone cannot do. And then he made a essence of that whole Vedic literature. And that is called Brahma Sutra or Sharirik Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. And then for jivas, conditioned soul, though who cannot read Veda, Brahma Sutra, for them he wrote Mahabharata, very long Mahabharata. In that he wrote Krishna pastimes, especially Kuru Pandava Charitra. And in that Santipada, Gita, and so many jewels are there. He wrote. Anyone can read. Ved we can. Brahma Sutra, we tell Bhakti Vedanta, but we don't know all these things. So for unfortunate persons and ladies, he wrote Mahabharata. Oh, 52 kinds of Puran. Puran, Upapuran, Shaka Puran. And one day he was sitting in the morning when sun was rising on the of Saraswati. And he was thinking, oh, I've done everything. A general person cannot do it. But why? I'm not satisfied. Perhaps I have not done what I had. And he was repenting. In the meantime, his guru, guru of first Kavi, Valmiki, guru of Dhruva, guru of Prahlad, guru of all, Prachin Rishi, Prachin Bhai, and all others, Rishi, he is Jagat Guru. He came with his Veena. How? Radhika Raman, na, and he came. And Vyasdev at once stood up, did pranam, and passed arha. And when sitting, then
Narvarishi told, oh Vyas, you are Para Brahman, Narayan. You have done everything what a general person can do. You divide it. Vedas made Brahma Sutra, Puran, so many, Mahabharata, Gita, in that Shanti Parma, so many things. But you are not satisfied. Why? Oh Gurudev, really what to do? I have done all these things. What should I do? But still, my, I am not here. My Atma is not sufficient. Please tell, what is the rogue disease in me? Let me know. Then Gurudev told, Guru thanked her. And he told, great learned person in gold world, there has not been no present, not in future, like Vyasa. But he was not satisfied. What to tell us? Our learning is very small. So we should think. And then Guru said, oh, I am not to see possible. He saw and told, oh, you have done all these things, but you have not done something. What? You have told everywhere in all Vedas, what? First sacrifice, Ashwamedha, Yajna, and all these things. Dharma, Artha, Kam, even you have told most. But you are not glorified. Sweet pastimes of Krishna. This is life. You have done something opposite. You told Aswamedha Yagya. Also very powerful king Sakta. What is that? They you to cut Aswamedha Yagya, Aswamedha Mangura, horse, and to sacrifice. They used to very beautiful horse in his name, they used to ride. Anyone who is powerful, he can
check the horse.
Check my horse. They should be favorable to me under my control, otherwise they will have to fall. And in that fight, what becomes? Oh, less and less of person used to be killed. What is this? Hinsa? Now, all things like that? Narko. Why you wrote this? Why Bali? Bali means? Why you have written? So, you are said wrong. If anything, very ornamental language there is. But no Haritatha, no glorification of Krishna or Bhagavan. That body, it is biasa, tirtha. What? Like crows, where the crows used to take bath, like that. Like basket for
dirty place.
And even no ornament or language, nothing. There must be any grammatical mistake, no harm. But there, the glorification of Krishna, all the high class of devotee, they can hear. And Krishna will be very happy. Krishna was pursuing whom? Udyasundar, Krishna Karnamrita. Vilvamangal was fond of prostitute, very lusty and so on. But Krishna what? He was writing, he was just speaking some slok for Krishna, and Krishna, oh, all this here. drinking nectar from me. So anything where there is glorification of Krishna or glorification of his devotee, sadhu will be. Otherwise this will be given. You are not done? Have you written the love and affection of Nanda Yashoda to Krishna? Have you written the Sakha who used to die without 1 minute darshan of Krishna? Have you written? They used to take something and then taking out of their mouth and used to give. Oh, see how just go. That's it. Have you written? No. Have you written that, oh, Sakha Gopal is used to Krishna, making Krishna horses like, and you should, all those, all you should run up. Have you written that Krishna was controlled by gopis? And Krishna told Naparaham, what they said. Have you told Bhagavad Gita anywhere? How finest, what? This one ma and other things to gopis, they became totally bad. They began to do leela. Leela means, I am Krishna. Or taking Govardhan like this, as you written, they become totally mad. Then what will happen? Come out of dharma moksha. This is it. What? Obstacle in Bhagavad. Now you should do it. So how can I do it? Oh, at once sit down. Do asman, take shelter of Krishna and follow bhakti yoga. What is part bhakti yoga? To shine totally. Like again, taking mind from body. No? And body from mind, or taking it to heart, and from heart to Krishna, totally Krishna, nothing is there. Remembering, cling Krishnaya, Govindaya, Upijanaya. Or if, oh, bhulgaya, forget what? Body. Mind, even his soul, everything, and one pointed, only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And immediate Krishna could not remain. And he came at one thing in his heart. This is Bhakti Yoga. He saw by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga in Manasi, Samyak. अपश्यत को संपूर्ण मायांच जग अपाश्यम अंदर क्या सम्मोहित हो जीवात्मा त्रिगुणात्मक विल एक्सप्लेन दैट ऑल बट वी शुड नो दैट फाइंड इट टोल देन दैट देयर गो आई वांट टू हियर हाउ यू रिसीव्ड ऑल दिस दिव्य ज्ञान एंड देन वी टोल्ड You remember the pastimes of Narada Goswami, what he told? He was a Dasi Putra. You remember?
ॐ ज्ञानं च निरन्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितान्येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. So Gurudev has ordered me to briefly describe the activities of Sri Narad Muni, which he revealed to Śrīla Vyāsadeva in order to give him increased faith in Bhakti Yoga. He told how early in his life, in his previous life, he was the son of a maidservant. And it just so happened that she was serving the sages, during Chaturmasya, during the rainy season, when the sages would stay in one place, generally they would wander here and there and give Harikatha. But during the rainy season, they stayed in one place for 4 months and purified the inhabitants there. So Narada Rishi was serving the Bhaktivedantas there. And he was thinking and desiring, how can I give my life to them? By the arrangement of the Lord, his mother, the maidservant, was bitten by a snake and died. So Narada Muni, being already trained by the Bhaktivedantas, having his senses already controlled, he wasn't attached. He looked once at his mother and then left for the forest. He was there serving the four Kumaras, and he left for the forest and performed severe austerities, following the instructions that they had given him. And for thousands of years, he was meditating and chanting his mantra. And then it was revealed to him the form of the Lord, because he was meditating on Lord Narayan, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lord Narayan appeared to him and then instantly disappeared. And then, in an aerial voice, Lord Narayan told him, because he was weeping. He saw the Lord, he became in ecstasy, and then when the Lord disappeared, he immediately began weeping bitterly. And he tried by his meditation to get back that vision. But then he understood that you can't get back that vision by endeavor. Only when the Lord wants to reveal himself, then he's revealed. So by his bitter weeping and tremendous eagerness, the Lord appeared as an aerial voice and told him, I will not again show my form to you in this life, because I want to increase your eagerness. Narada was admitting that he had one slight desire which kept him from the eternal, forever vision of the Lord. Not so many desires like us, and not desires in passion and ignorance like us, but he had a desire in the mode of goodness. That is, he wanted to worship the Lord under a certain condition, in the forest, in a sacred place, by flowing sacred rivers, and alone. So that was a personal desire, though not a bad desire. So the Lord said, as long as you are tainted by any material desire, I'll not appear to you. So I want to increase your eagerness. You should go on chanting my glories all over the world, chanting my name and fame. And in this way, you'll become so pure that you can see me forever. So Narada Muni followed that instruction and chanted the glories of the Lord everywhere. Then when death came, it came like lightning and thunder occurred simultaneously. As he left his body made of the five elements, he immediately received his spiritual body, his Vastu city, as Narada Muni. And Srila Gurudev explained that this is actually Diksha. When one gets full initiation by his guru, he gets full realization of his relationship with the Lord, and all obstacles are completely washed away. So then, he had complete freedom from any impediment, and he was able to travel all over the material world and all over the spiritual world, chanting the glories of the Lord and making so many disciples. So he told his story to Vyasadeva and encouraging him for fully absorbing himself in the glories of the Lord in trance, and not writing Srimad Bhagavatam, but receiving Srimad Bhagavatam in Samadhi Vasya, in trance language. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Surup of the Lord, and it's the manifestation of the Lord realized by the trance of Srila Vyasadeva, by following the instructions and inspiration of Sri Narada.
In Yuga Jamani, Maitang Shuddhang Bhagate Arattha Karma Nirvano Nyakata Panchavati. Find area of voice.
you cannot have thus my person in this body, because there is something anatta. So you should glorify Krishna and his pursuit past time in whole world. And time will come, then your death will come and your transcendental body will come. So what he began? Took his Swabrahma. I don't know, Krishna perhaps himself came. Swabrahma. And then by that he began to think, Ut evam pratasva priya nama kripya jata anurabhu kripya kripya hasat tato rodati rauti gaya unumadyata nityata rodati. When he used to sing Veena like this and Kata like this, forgetting everything, where he is, who he is, and only chanting. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Hare Andhra Kishora Krishna Parasiya Soda Tara Prasiya Sri Vallabhi Vanradhi Kesa. Oh, chanting his name, sometimes rolling down on the earth like Sanyasi Thakur. Rolling down. Sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes what he was doing like mad persons. And traveling but here and there. Then time came, and what at once? What is Paryujyamane Vaisnam Suddham Bhagavati? All and each prani, jeev, in this body, they have transcendental body to serve Krishna. Where is he? Where is he? Some may be like friend, some may be like father, mother, Nanda, Yashoda. Some may be like gopis. Some may be in the guidance of Rupa Manjari. Some may be like in Hanuman, like Bharata, Sattu, and Prahlad, and but everyone has each their transcendental body. When time comes by this process, then one day this body, first body comes, that perishable, very beautiful, attractive, like Krishna. It should be more sweet and attractive than Krishna even. Those who can control Krishna, Gopi is more beautiful. Krishna was beautiful, really. But Radhika, more beautiful. Otherwise, how she can control Krishna? Rama was beautiful, really. But when he went to Janakpuri, and in a very beautiful garden, he saw who? Sita. What going? And he gave his heart. Because he was so beautiful. So, these ladies should be also, or anyone, so beautiful that they can control Krishna. So, this body came, and this body. This is the process. And then, Artha Parmanu, with his all fruitive kerms, everything, this body went away, and he was now able to go to Guru Vrindavan, to Swarga, to heaven, to Ramlok, Saket, to here and there, even Brahmalok, everywhere. And he became
Jagat Guru.
Bolo Jagat Guru Nāda Rishi ki. Thank you. Now, one kirtan, Krishnadas, and then
Hare Krishna. Some devotees as request for initiation, it will take, it will be,
they are, it will take place.